One absolutely astronomically big, that's a big word, right? So super, super big thing that I did to change like my business, change my life, change the way that I thought, felt, act, pretty much change everything, was you get to a point. This is really important. If you can get this, oh my goodness, you will get it. You get to a point where you think about things, and then you worry about things, and then you stress about things, and then it makes you sick, and then it takes all your energy away, and you've got all this resistance and all this stuff that you do not want. It's all the BS in life, right? But then you get to this magical point. You get to this magical point where, if you've got kids in the car, ask them to block their ears. You get to that point where you just say, you know what? Fuck it. I've had an absolute enough. I've had an absolute gut full of all this bullshit. I'm sick of people whinging to me. I'm sick of myself whinging. I'm sick of being tired. I'm sick of bloody doing shit that I don't like. Bloody, 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 blah. And you just go on this massive rant. And what that is it's like it's the duality. It's the opposite of what you want. You're declaring what it is that you do not want. And within that, when you actually declare what it is that you don't want, what it is that you're sick of, and you've just, like, it's not happening anymore, you declare what it is that you do want. And that's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Then what starts to happen is you go about your day-to-day life and you start to talk to different people and you just think, you know what, that's bullshit. I'm not dealing with that anymore. Yeah, I can understand that that's yours. I can understand that that's what you're experiencing. But for me, myself, right now, I can hear what you're saying. I can feel what you're feeling. And I can think about what it is that you're thinking about, but I am choosing to not take it on for myself. And oh my God, will your life change. It's the most beautiful, beautiful thing that you can do. But here's the kicker. The kicker is most people are so strong. Most people are so strong that they do not ever get to that point. The smartest person is sometimes the weakest person. And when I say weak, all I'm talking about is that their pain threshold is weak. The strongest people have a very high level of pain tolerance. But guess what that means? That means they're going to deal with a whole bunch more bullshit than anyone else. That's not very smart. That's going to equal a lot of pain, a lot of suffering, and all the things that you do not want. So I just thought that it was really, really profound that when you get to that moment, it's like, oh, I don't have to deal with that anymore. And breathing out is what nirvana means. If you don't want to reach nirvana, if you're a Buddhist monk and you're trying to seek and discover and feel and live nirvana, then that means that you've breathed out, you've exhaled, you've relaxed. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing to get to. And the thing is most people are spiritually enlightened through dealing with immense amount of pain and suffering. So there you go. Think about that today when you're going about your business.